Everybody, we're still in the midst of the 9 days leading up to Tisha B'Av, and in one of the kinos that we recite on Tisha B'Av, the Paitan who wrote the kina writes, Eich Yarov Li Achol V'Shaso. How is it possible for me to enjoy and to love the eating and drinking that I'm doing? Just gives us a little bit of a perspective that back in the days they weren't able to have any feeling of enjoyment at a time of year like this. They weren't able to enjoy themselves, they weren't able to feel any sense of satisfaction at a time when they were so preoccupied with the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And this is something that obviously is from many, many generations ago, but it's something for us just to consider that that's what the perspective used to be. The Chasam Sofer writes in his drushas, Ein anu mevinim ba'avonoseinu harabim rov to'eles dveikuseinu ba'Hashem. He says, unfortunately, ba'avonoseinu harabim, we don't appreciate, we don't understand the to'eles, the function and the purpose of dveikuseinu ba'Hashem, of what it means to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'otzem to'eles kibbutz nidcha Yisrael. We also don't understand, we also don't fully appreciate, says the Chasam Sofer, kibbutz nidcha Yisrael. We don't understand and appreciate what the greatness would be if everybody would be back in Eretz Yisrael together with the Beis Hamikdash. V'lachein, and he says, Tzipioseinu lahagu'ula, this that we have an aspiration, this that we have some kind of yearning for a ge'ula, hu rak b'shvil sha'anu rotzim l'malos timoneinu. It's only because we want to fulfill our own desires and our own wants. Wouldn't it be nice to live in Eretz Yisrael? Wouldn't it be nice if we had a Beis Hamikdash? Not because we really appreciate what that would mean for us, not because we really understand how life would be so much more enhanced. Rather, we think Lachami Piryov Lisbah Mituva would be a beautiful place to live. Ulihi Pater Miola Golius. Wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have to worry about the elections that we're all worrying about? Wouldn't it be nice if we wouldn't have to worry about all the things that bother us here and about ISIS and about all the different things that are on our minds? So that's why we say we need a Gula. Ay Nebuch, look how terrible the state of the Jewish people is, the way we're living now, and there's terrible massacres happening in different parts of the world. Why would we want to live like this? You know, we want a geula. Says the Chasam Sofer, Ve'echlo nevosh, how we not embarrassed, sha'anu bochim umisonanim al chisaran lachmenu. How we not embarrassed that when a person is unemployed, when a person, God forbid, loses a job, he sits and he cries and he says he needs a job, he needs a parnasa, v'hayelanu livkos aye elokeinu. But instead of crying about that, I'm sorry, instead of crying about aye elokeinu, we're busy crying about everything else. Shachachnu ma'ra u'ma'maru, we forgot how terribly devastating it is, kigalinu me'al shulchan aviyam shebashamayim izbarach shema. We forgot really what that means, to be thrown away from your father's home. We don't even understand because it's so distant from us. V'shikchas haTorah, we don't even recognize the fact that the level of Talmud Torah nowadays is not what it used to be. Again, there might be more yeshivas, there might be more Talmidei Chachamim, but the level of learning is not the same as what it used to be. V'chilul shema hagadol yizbarach, and we're busy crying about ISIS and about the elections and about all the different things that are on our minds, but we're not making time to think about Aye Elokeinu. We're not making time to cry about the fact that we have no relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then he says, if you live in a generation where there happens not to be any massacres, let's say you live in a generation where Gullus is not bad, like the Gullus that we live in, ki nachuk tzas mitzaroseyem, lo nosnim elibam lehis abel al hagalus at all. We don't even think about the galus at all, because he says, very often throughout the millennia, well, the reason why we yearn for a geula is because the alternative was worse. But now that the alternative is not so bad, we don't even have a yearning. We don't even have a thought about what it would mean to have a galus. Valzeh hashchina chogeres sak. And on this point alone, he says, the shchina, the mourns, the shchina laments, the shchina is in anguish. The Shechina cries about us that we have lost our sense of connection, that we don't even realize what it would have been had we had a connection. And that, says the Chasam Sofer, is what this time of year is all about. And I believe the Yavitz, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, writes in his Siddur on the passages about Tisha B'Av, so he writes in there that he feels if there was no other reason, if there was no other Avera that we violated, other than the fact that we are not Mekonein Harbe on the Churban Beis Hamikdash, that would be a good enough reason to stay in the Gullus. Just for that alone, forgetting about all the other Averis. If we were perfect in every other area, just we forgot about the fact that we're supposed to be davening, that we're supposed to be yearning for a Geula, to once again have a repaired relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam and to be close with him, that would be a good enough reason in and of itself to be kept in this very painful Gullus that we've been in for so many thousands of years. So Tisha B'Av is one time of year where once again we focus on this loss, where we focus on our relationship and we focus on how much is missing in our lives. And on that day, we observe, as we know, the laws of Avelos. So, the Gemara says in Moed Katan, I just want to focus on one of them. The Gemara says in Moed Katan, Daf Chafalev, Tana Rabbanan, Eilu Dvarim She'Avel Aser Bahem. There's a whole list of things, of activities, that an Avel is not allowed to do. So we know that an Avel is not allowed to bathe himself, an Avel is not allowed to wash clothing, an Avel is not allowed to do a bunch of things. And one of those is, Aser Likros B'Torah Uvinevi'im Uviksuvim. An Avel is not allowed to learn Tanakh, Ulishanas B'Mishnah, he's not allowed to learn Mishnayis like he normally would, B'Medrash U'Valachas U'Vashasa V'Agadus. So the Gemara says, the person who is in a private avelis for losing a family member is not allowed to go ahead and learn Torah as they normally would. This is learned out from a pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel, that when Yecheskel was sitting Shiva, when he had suffered a loss in his own private family, he was told that he should be quiet. Hanegdom, he should not open his mouth, he should sit there quietly. And from there we learn that we should be the same, we should be quiet, we should not go ahead and learn Torah the same way we otherwise would throughout the rest of the year and throughout the rest of the experience that we have. So the Torah writes in the name of the Ramban. We all know that there are some halachas that apply throughout the duration of Shiva, and there are other halachas that apply only on the first day of Shiva. So for example, the halacha is, if God forbid somebody is in Avelis, if somebody's in Shiva, they don't wear tefillin the first day. However, after the first day, we assume that tefillin is worn. Pe'erech ha-chavish halacha, the Gemara says, we learn that an Avel doesn't wear tefillin yom rishon. So over here, he quotes the Ramban, that there were those who want to argue that also, this prohibition against learning Torah, maybe it only applies on the first day. Same way the prohibition against wearing tefillin only applies on the first day, maybe we should say, there's one day that's dedicated for the Avel to be only focused on the Avelis, don't wear your tefillin, don't learn Torah, but after that, maybe you're allowed to do everything normally. The same way you're allowed to wear your tefillin, maybe you're also allowed to learn Torah. And in the end, the Torah and the Ramban himself totally reject that assumption. And they feel that because Torah is Pekudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chelev, because Torah is supposed to be something that gives us the ultimate joy, that's the greatest experience we can have, therefore the Ramban and the Torah follows, the Psak of the Ramban, argue that this is something that is prohibited the entire duration of the Shiva. Not only on the first day like Tefillin, but it's the entire duration of the Shiva, one is not allowed to learn Torah. Now, if you stop there, that's all we know. That's all we know in the Gemara, that by an Avel, he is not allowed to learn Torah. However, when it comes to the laws of Tisha B'Av, all of a sudden the Gemara in Tainus Daf Lamed gives us a whole different set of rules. So the Gemara says, yes, an Avel is not allowed to learn, and on Tisha B'Av, therefore, we're not allowed to learn. Avol, says the Gemara, Korehu Bekinos Ubi'iov Ubidvarim Haram Shebi'irmia. All of a sudden here, when it comes to the laws of Tisha B'Av, the laws seem to change. By an Avel, it says he's not allowed to learn at all. By Tisha B'Av, it says he's allowed to learn those parts, those aspects of Torah, which relate, which are relevant to the Avelah. So he's allowed to learn Eov, he's allowed to learn Kinos, he's allowed to learn a Musar Sefer that's going to make him feel a little bit Hiruei Tshuva. So all those kinds of things are permissible, but otherwise not. So Tosas there on the Daf points out, in Tainus Daf Lamed, that there seems to be a discrepancy when it comes to a person sitting a private Avelah, a private Shiva. The assumption is not allowed to learn Torah at all. All of a sudden, comes to the laws of Tisha B'Av, we change the rules. All of a sudden, by Tisha B'Av, we say he's not supposed to learn most regular kinds of learning, but he's allowed to learn those aspects of Torah, which are more depressing aspects of Torah. So, Tosas writes that Rabbeinu Yaakov, am I mistaken, was Rabbeinu Yaakov Rabbeinu Tam? Right? So I think Rabbeinu Yaakov is Rabbeinu Tam. Yaakov ish Tam Yoshev Ahalim. So Tosas there quotes Rabbeinu Yaakov. There Rabbeinu Yaakov said that there must be a distinction between Avelus, a private Shiva, a person's not allowed to learn at all, and on Tisha B'Av a person. Then he says, B'mezik Nusa, when he got old, Chazar Hitir, he realized that he made a mistake, and he said, no, the same way the Gemara says you're allowed to learn Dvar Marayim on Tisha B'Av, that's supposed to be also carried back to the laws of Avelis, and person who is sitting in a private Avelis is allowed to learn Torah as well, as long as it is those aspects of Torah which are the more serious, the more depressing aspects of the Torah that are relevant to the Avelis. So that's generally the halacha. There is a interesting story that's told about the Ragachev Ragon. As we know, he was Tarasu Manasu, he was an unbelievable Talmud Chacham. So they say about the Ragachev that when he sat Shiva, he learned Torah normally. He didn't limit himself only to learn Dvarim Haram Shiva Yirmiya, he didn't limit himself only to those sad parts of Torah, he learned whatever he normally would have been learning. And the Ragachev said the reason why is because, some say it's because it was Pikuach Nefesh, had he not been able to learn, he would have killed himself, he would have not been able to handle it. And others say, along the same lines, maybe it's not Pikuach Nefesh, but there is a halacha that if a person is mamish and istis, if a person is really that kind of personality, that he just can't handle the Shiva without taking a shower. So you go and you take a shower. What can you do? You have a medical condition, so you have to do it. So to over here, the Ragachev said he has a medical condition. He's not going to be able to function. He's going to go out of his mind. And that's not expected of a person who's sitting Shiva. So for the Ragachev, if anybody's the Ragachev, so you have your own set of rules. But for most people, we assume that Tisha B'Av and Avelus would be the same. Tisha B'Av and a regular Avelus Diyachid would be the same. And the only Torah that is supposed to be learned is the Torah that is more relevant to that time of year. There is a discussion that the Achronim have about what if a person is in the middle of Shiva and now Tisha B'Av comes. So obviously, we know that Tisha B'Av is a Moed, but it's not like Yom Tov that is going to knock off the Avelus of Shiva. So a person's in the middle of Shiva, comes to Shul on Tisha B'Av. He's not going to have a Kinnus, he's not going to have an Eicha reading at home, so he comes to Shul on Tisha B'Av. And he wants to know, is he allowed to get the Aliyah on Tisha B'Av in the Shul? Is he allowed to get the Aliyah and Tisha B'Av on the Shul when we lay in Kisolid Banim Uvnei Banim? A fascinating Shaila. So what's the crux of the Shaila? So there are some Achronim who say, I don't understand, what's the question? The Birkei Yosef and other Achronim quote, what's the question? He's an Avil just like everybody else is an Avil. So just like anybody in the Shul is allowed to get an Aliyah on Tisha B'Av, even though we're not allowed to learn Torah, this seems to be an exception, Kriyas HaTorah, so too, the Avel, who's in his private Avelis, is also allowed to get an Aliyah. He shouldn't be any less. Everybody is prohibited from learning Divrei Torah, and yet we put up three people to get Aliyahs on Tisha B'Av, so why should he be any less? There shouldn't be any different. But there are those who argue, Rabbi Avadi Yosef has an Arichus about it, that he felt it was not correct. It's not an assumption that just because we say there's an Isser Talmud Torah on an Avel and an Isser Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av, it's not always exactly the same. Rav Avadi Yosef perhaps argues that maybe we should say, he has diukim in the Rishonim like this, that maybe we should say that a person who's in a private Avelis should refrain from getting an Aliyah on Tisha B'Av, because he's not the same. There's a difference between Avelis Diyachid and Avelis Derabim, Avelis Yishana and Avelis Chadasha. If somebody goes through a very painful, devastating loss of a relative, that's considered to be a much more acute and painfully difficult experience, more so than Tisha B'Av, even though Tisha B'Av is the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but that's what we call Avelis Yishana. And therefore, Rabbi Avadia argues that maybe this psak is not so correct. Maybe it's not so correct that an Avel should be able to get an Aliyah on Tisha B'Av. Fascinating discussion. L'maisa in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, the Mechaber paskins as follows. Tisha B'Av is Aser Berachitza, V'sicha V'ne'ilas HaSandal. You're not allowed to do all those different things. You can't wear shoes, and you can't take a bath, and you can't rub yourself with different ointments. Obviously, it doesn't mean if you have a rash, you're not allowed to. It means you shouldn't be putting perfumes and all kinds of things on. V'asr likros b'Torah u'neviim u'viksuvim. You're not allowed to learn regular parts of Torah. U'lishanas b'mishnah, b'medrish, b'gemar, b'alachas v'agadus. Why is that, says the Mechaber? Because pikudei Hashem yisharim misam chilei. Because the Torah makes us very happy. Then he writes, tinokas shel beis rabam b'telim ba. Not only do we say adults are not allowed to learn Torah, but children are not allowed to learn Torah either. Now, what does that mean? Of course, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chilev. So some say maybe it means even though the kids really aren't happy being in school, the kids are not happy learning Torah, the kids are being forced to learn, still, they're also not allowed to learn because Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chilev, it makes the Rebbe happy to teach them. Depends what kind of Rebbe you are, it depends what kind of students you have, but this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Aval, Shulchan Aruch qualifies the statement and says, even though there's a prohibition against learning Torah on Tisha B'Av, we do say that korehu be'iov uvedvarim harayim shebi yirmiya. You are allowed to learn those aspects of Torah that are similar, that are relevant to the avelus that we're going through. The Mishnah Berurah adds other kinds. He says you're allowed to read Josephus, which talks about the experience of the churban. And the Mishnah Berurah writes you're allowed to learn that parak in Hanizakin, that parak in Gittin, which we will learn here on the night of Tisha B'Av, if it's still going to be Tisha B'Av the way we expect it to be. Then that's what we're going to be learning as well. So this is the way we paskin, that on Tisha B'Av one is allowed to learn those parts. Now the Achronim have a discussion. Now that the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara and the Rambam tell us that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av or during Avelus those parts of Torah which are relevant to the Avelus, and you're allowed to learn those parts of Torah which are a little bit more depressing and don't bring about such great simcha. So the Achronim have the following question. Now that I'm allowed to do it, does it mean I revert back to my original obligation of Talmud Torah, which is V'Hagisa B'Yama V'Laila? So maybe I have to sit every minute of the Shiva and be learning as much as I can. Whenever there's somebody who's not there visiting me, I have to sit and learn Torah B'Asmada Rabba the same way I would be obligated to learn any other day of the year. Once I'm allowed, once there's a heter for me to learn these aspects of Torah, it means now you have an obligation to do so, the same way you have an obligation to learn Torah any other day. Is that what it means? Is that what it means? Or does it just mean that really you're pater from Talmud Torah? Really you don't have an obligation. You're supposed to be busy only thinking about the Shiva, only thinking about the Avelis. If you choose that you want to learn Torah, so then you should only learn those parts. But if you don't want to, you don't have to. You're pater. You're not chayiv at all in Talmud Torah. So this is a major discussion in the Posk, a major discussion in the Achronim. So there are some Achronim who say, and this is quoted also by the Kaf HaChayim and by others, some Achronim who say the following, Nira demutur urishus ka'amar. What we mean to say here is that you're allowed to go ahead and learn those aspects, those areas of Torah which are a little bit more serious, a little bit more depressing. It doesn't mean that you have an obligation to go and sit down v'hagisav yom v'alayla. It doesn't mean you have an obligation to sit there and learn v'hasmad rabba the same way you would any other time of the year, because you're supposed to be focused on the avelus. And other achronim say, no, that's not what it means. Other achronim say, absolutely, you have the same obligation of Talmud Torah that you have any other day. Just over here, it's going to be limited. It's limited not to be the greater aspect of Talmud Torah, what you will learn any other day. Over here, it's limited to only those areas of Torah. But once we allow you to learn those areas of Torah, you better make sure to learn as much as you possibly can and not to waste your time, because V'agisa b'yom v'alayla applies during Avelis and during Tisha B'Av as well. And one more fascinating discussion that the Shibali Aleket raises is, maybe we shouldn't even make a Birchas HaTorah on the morning of Tisha B'Av. So the Shibali Aleket quotes from some Gaonim, and he says that you shouldn't make a Birchas HaTorah on the morning of Tisha B'Av, because after all, you're not allowed to learn Torah. If you're not allowed to learn Torah, so what are you making a Birchas HaTorah for? So this is something that the Shibali Aleket himself rejects, and he feels that this is not a correct psak. Number one, he says, because the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we're allowed to learn Dvarim Harom Shebi Yirmiya, we're allowed to learn certain aspects of Torah. So what do you mean? You're going to make a Birchas HaTorah? How can you leave out a Birchas HaTorah if you're allowed to learn certain aspects? And even if, he says, and even if you're not going to spend the day learning Torah because you hold that you're patur from Talmud Torah, even if you assume that way, either way, on Tisha B'Av we say Karbanos, on Tisha B'Av we say Rabbi Shmuel Omer, on Tisha B'Av we say all the things that we normally say during davening that are Talmud Torah, and therefore there are many who assume that even though, yes, it might be a patur from Talmud Torah, yes, you might not be obligated to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, but bottom line is, you should recite the Birchas HaTorah as you normally would. That certainly is the practice in all of our communities. We say a Birchas HaTorah, but again, this boils down to the issue of what is the nature of our obligation of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av? Is it something that we're obligated to do like any other day of the year, and therefore we should make sure not to waste time on Tisha B'Av the same way we wouldn't waste time any other day of the year? Or is it that, no, Tisha B'Av is something that's an exemption. You have no obligation of Talmud Torah at all, because Pekudi Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilev, and you don't even have to learn those sadder aspects of Torah, because bottom line, you're supposed to be focused only on the avelus of the Churban, you're supposed to be focused only on the avelus if a person is sitting Shiva, and you should not be bothered with the obligation of Talmud Torah that you would have on any other day of the year. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll continue a little bit more.